Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Tonight, Newton's Temple Avodah was scheduled to host a conversation with Benjamin Ben-Ami. He's the president of J Street, a progressive Jewish lobbying group that describes itself as, quote, the home of the pro-Israel, pro-peace movement. But after a strong response by some members of the Avodah congregation, the Reform Synagogue canceled the event. It will now be held tonight at the Memorial Spalding Elementary School in Newton. We invited Rabbi Keith Stern of Temple Avodah on the show to talk about the decision to cancel the J Street talk, but Rabbi Stern was unavailable. The temple did provide us, though, with a letter it sent to its congregation yesterday. The letter says this: in recent days, a number of congregants expressed deep concern and disapproval about the congregation hosting and presenting this program. The temple's leadership met over the weekend and decided to vet the issue more thoroughly. Accordingly, the temple withdrew its invitation to take the opportunity to have such discussion. Controversy is a reality in any group of thoughtful people with legitimate differences of opinions on politics. We wanted to make sure you were informed of these events. That's the end of the letter. And that decision to cancel the talk has become a controversy in itself. Steve Moss is the editor of Boston's Jewish Advocate, and he'll moderate the conversation with the J Street president tonight, which is now happening at that Newton Elementary School. We spoke with Moss earlier today, and he stressed his role as a neutral party.
My appearance is not an endorsement of J Street, nor am I there to debate J Street. I'm there to talk to Jeremy, to have a conversation. And the idea is to illuminate the issues.
What will that conversation be about?
I hope most of it will be about Israel and the chances for peace. We certainly will get into what's been going on this week and talk a bit about J Street. It seems there are a lot of misperceptions out there about the organization, and I want to give Jeremy the opportunity to talk about it, about what J Street is and what it is not.
What do you think the misperceptions of the organization are?
Well, I think there's a perception that it's anti-Israel. Some people may associate it with the boycott and divestment movement, which it's not a part of. The controversy over George Soros' funding, his contributions to J Street that erupted last month, certainly haven't helped the organization. It will be interesting to hear what Jeremy has to say about that and how he distinguishes his views from Soros' views.
When you heard that this Reform Synagogue in Newton, where tonight's conversation was supposed to have happened, didn't want that conversation to happen there, were you surprised by that?
Very surprised. It surprised me, one, that a Reform Synagogue would do it, because Reform tends to be more liberal on Israel than the other movements. But it's tough to make generalities like that. And my other reaction was wondering just how much of the congregation was really on board with this.
So are you suggesting that maybe it was a small group of people who just had outsized influence?
Well, I think it was a small group of members of the synagogue. That's at least what the rabbi has said. I don't know anything more than that.
I think one of the things that has been surprising to people about this is that the Jewish religion in general is thought of as one that is very open to questioning and having tough conversations. Do you think that's a fair characterization? And is that part of what's surprising about this decision not to want to have this conversation, at least in this location?
Well, I think that the Jewish religion is, people feel very, very passionate about Israel and other things. And Jews love to question and love to disagree with one another. And for the most part, I think Jews will do that in a pretty tolerant fashion. I don't think this particular incident is reflective of the overall community, particularly the Reform community. It seems more like the planning process could have been done differently. I think everybody acknowledges that.
In what way do you mean the planning process?
Making the congregation more aware of who was coming, what J Street is, what the plan was for the conversation.
J Street is a young organization. It's only about 2 years old. Do you think that J Street, even as young as it is really changing the whole nature of even Jewish identity, Jewish political identity, maybe?
I'm not sure if it's changing it or responding to it. I mean, it was formed in response to a perception that AIPAC was not representing the overall Jewish community in an adequate way.
This is AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby.
Right. And remember that J Street also calls itself a pro-Israel lobby. AIPAC tends to follow whatever Israeli government is in power. J Street takes a more questioning approach.
Do you expect tonight's event to be well attended?
Now I do.
So maybe more.
A week ago, I wouldn't have thought it would be that well attended, but now I do.
Steve Moss, thanks for coming on Radio Boston and talking about this.
You're welcome.
That's Steve Moss, editor of the Jewish Advocate here in Boston. And joining us now is Jeremy Ben-Ami, president of J Street. Welcome to Radio Boston, Jeremy.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we also have on the line Boston attorney Jeff Robbins. Jeff is a former U.S. delegate to the U.N. Council on Human Rights. He's also involved in some local Jewish groups, including the Anti-Defamation League and Combined Jewish Philanthropies, although Jeff is not speaking on behalf of those organizations. Jeff, welcome to you, too.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we're taking calls in this segment, but we're not talking about Israel or Palestine or U.S. policies in the Middle East, but instead about the Jewish community in Boston in light of this news that a Reform temple in Newton decided not to have this talk that had been scheduled tonight at the temple with the president of J Street. We want to know what you make of that decision, if you think that that is a reaction of the J Street being sort of a young political group that is still being understood in the community, whether you think there's been some sort of shift in thinking in the Boston Jewish community. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Jeremy Ben-Ami of J Street, tell me your reaction when you heard that the temple was canceling this talk.
Well, my first reaction was really one of sadness that, you know, this is a conversation that is critically important to the Jewish community. I think that the issues at stake for Israel are existential, and those of us who care deeply about Israel need to have as broad a spectrum of opinions and wide a span of information available as possible. But it's also, you know, a reaction that unfortunately lacks surprise, because this is a dynamic that does happen across the country and across the community, that those who disagree with the views that we hold at J Street would prefer that we not have the chance to air them out publicly.
Now, J Street is a young organization. You were just founded about 2 years ago. You, as we heard when I read from the temple's letter, some of the congregants there were concerned about your appearance. And I'm wondering how you interpret that in terms of what the congregants were concerned about.
Well, you know, I think we would have all been better served if they had actually come to the event at the synagogue tonight and asked questions. Then we could have heard those concerns. You know, I think our positions, which are that the future of the state of Israel actually depends on a peace agreement being reached with the Palestinians and the creation of a two-state solution, the need to stop building settlements, the need to focus on real security for Israel and how to achieve that in the context of peace. These are positions that are, you know, not that controversial. And if perhaps we'd had a chance to air them out in a conversation at the synagogue, perhaps their fears might have been assuaged, but we won't have that opportunity, unfortunately.
I want to reiterate, as I said earlier, that we asked the rabbi of that Newton temple to join us, but he wasn't available, so we don't have him on the line to comment, although we were able to read from a statement he sent to his congregants. Also on the line, as I said, is Jeff Robbins, a Boston attorney who's involved with several Jewish groups. And Jeff, tell me what you make of that decision by the temple to cancel this talk.
Well, look, you know, Israel, one of the things that inspires so many people is the fact that it has 2,900 different views. You literally have Arab members of the Knesset, the parliament, calling for the elimination of Israel, and that's tolerated. So I hardly think that J Street is much of a threat in that regard. I do think that the people who made the decision deprived themselves of an opportunity to ask some tough and serious questions of Jeremy, ones that I think, in the spirit of openness, he would have had the chance to respond to. Some of them have to do with the transparency integrity issue that was alluded to earlier on, the Soros debacle and what the role is of this somewhat interesting Hong Kong businesswoman whose existence, I assume, has been validated. Those are legitimate questions, but I don't know what the answers are, and I think people deprive themselves of the chance to hear the answers to those questions. In the same way, there are people who are skeptical let's face it, about, you know, the branding of an organization as the pro-Israel, pro-peace organization, as if to suggest that others who don't share the take on the Middle East of J Street are somehow anti-peace or pro-war. But I think that people, as I say, would be well served by the kind of openness, the kind of sunlight that that kind of discussion involves, and therefore it does no one any favors to deprive people of the chance to ask those questions of Jeremy and give Jeremy the chance to answer them and have people assess what those answers are.
Jeremy Ben-Ami, you have started a petition in response to this Newton Temple's decision, and part of what that petition says is, and I quote, "Our movement is getting big enough that a small minority shouldn't be able to silence our pro-Israel, pro-peace voice any longer." That's the end of the petition quote. How do you know it's a small minority? I'm wondering why you feel that you can state that so certainly.
Well, it is interesting. The dynamic that we understand happened at this synagogue is very similar to what does happen at communal institutions and Hillels and other synagogues across the country, which is that it usually is a limited number of very loud voices that get the ear of a rabbi or of a board president or of the head of a Hillel and tell them that they will withdraw their funding and will withdraw their support should our voice be heard. It's usually this dynamic, and it turns out that the larger number of people, and I assume Jeff would agree with this, are unfortunately more disconnected from the conversation than anything else. You know, the largest percentage of people in the community actually needs to get more engaged, in our opinion, in the conversation about foreign policy and the conversation about Israel. And that's really the majority in many of these institutions. And there isn't enough information so that a small number of people raising objections, raising questions, perhaps using threats. And again, I won't say what happened specifically in this situation if there was actual threats made, but I can say that often happens in terms of funding being pulled, that is the way this happens all across the country. And I do understand that it is what happened here as well.
Jeff Robbins and Jeremy Ben-Ami, I wonder if you could both address this separately, and maybe Jeff, you can go first. I wonder if part of what we see happening here is Jews trying to decide. There's a divide, you know, some group that thinks that it's not possible to be critical of Israel and yet still be patriotic, but another group who thinks that you can be patriotic and yet also speak freely and critically in a way that you think is in the best interest of the government. Do you feel, Jeff Robbins, that that's part of what people are struggling with here?
No, actually, I don't. First of all, you know, J Street, I think Jeremy has spoken somewhat widely up here. There have been audiences with lots and lots of people at various places. So I think it would be somewhat misleading to infer that this particular incident is indicative of anything larger than it. I don't think there, frankly, are many people who think that you can criticize Israel. My God, we criticize ourselves, we criticize Israel, that's what we do. And as I say, in Israel, there's an enormous amount of criticism from every different direction. So I frankly think that there are people who do have a bit of a concern about J Street seeming to market itself as the place, the only place that criticizes Israel, or as I say, the pro-peace, pro-Israel group, which suggests that others who don't share that line, a particular line on the Middle East, you know, are not pro-peace. I think that kind of fairly aggressive branding is clever, but I think has raised some questions about J Street that perhaps would not be raised if the marketing seemed a little bit more straightforward. But that, too, I think, speaks to why it is that people should welcome debates like this, should invite Jeremy to come so that questions like that can be asked.
And Jeremy Ben-Ami, your final thoughts on this?
Well, I appreciate what Jeff is saying. I think that the majority of the community needs to get more engaged in this discussion. J Street is a place that represents views of some portion of the Jewish American community. We certainly don't pretend to speak for the entirety of the community, but I think we represent a group of people that for a long time, with all due respect to the organizations that Jeff is involved with, which are all great institutions, many of us have not felt that we had a home in the Jewish community where we could speak openly, where we could voice those criticisms, where we could delve into all sides of the issue and the debate. We found that home at J Street now, It is a new voice that we feel has not been heard adequately in the halls of politics, in the halls of government, and in our community. And so we are very, very pleased that we have had that hearing. We encourage people to come tonight to Newton to hear the conversation and to engage with J Street in their community as much as they can.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Jeremy Ben-Ami
you
is, you're welcome. Jeremy Ben-Ami is president of J Street, and Jeff Robbins is a Boston attorney, a former U.S. delegate to the UN Council on Human Rights, and a person who's involved with several local Jewish groups. Again, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. In about a minute, we'll be joined by the newest and youngest member of the Boston City Council, Matt O'Malley. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.